And some big, big news today because the Sydney Comedy Festival is back next year, of course. 2017 is going to be the 13th edition of it. And, of course, the comedy scene in Sydney is just absolutely bursting with some incredible, incredible talent. But for a month next year, we also get a huge range of international acts. They come over here, they make us laugh. All they ask for is a bit of attention. It's great. Now, the lineup is officially being announced at 9 a.m, but we're pretty lucky because George Manidis is the festival director, and he's on the line with us right now. Good morning, George.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Now, a big, big day for the festival with this announcement. Lay it on us. Who are some of the big international names that are coming out for the Comedy Festival in 2017?
Well, we're launching the festival this year with 36 shows.
Woof.
A bunch of those are internationals, a bunch of some of the biggest Australian names, which, to be very honest, is something that we're pretty proud to have seen through the history of the festival, how the local acts are really starting to command some really, really good attendances. And then there's a couple of newbies in there, which we're also excited about and we can't wait to see.
Yeah, look at... Sorry, go on.
No. So, you know, you mentioned some internationals. So, look, people's favourites like Arj Barker and Stephen K. Amos are back. We've also got Irishman Jason Byrne and Des Bishop returning to the festival after a couple of years off. The ridiculously funny Ursula Carlson is here. We will have Paul Foote, the crazy Paul Foote, very, very exceptionally crazy Paul Foote, comes back. We've got a German actor that's amazing called Anne Klinge, who we're pretty excited to debut in the festival. Young Scottish acts like Daniel Sloss and Larry Dean, Sarah Callahan from the UK. List goes on.
Mate, that is huge. As you said, 36 shows. That's massive.
Look, we kind of used to only want to announce 8 or 9 at this time of year, but the festival's grown. It'll be over 200 shows again next year, and you know, we'll sell close to 140,000 tickets. It's very much bedded itself into the Sydney cultural calendar, and it's part of a broader coalition of festivals that happens, comedy festivals that happens in Australia at that time. And, you know, behind the big festival in Melbourne, we're pretty much the second most dominating at the moment.
Look, you also mentioned a lot of the local acts are getting some real sort of audience attention. And I think that's great because, I mean, Sydney, you know, we've seen the comedy scene. There's not as many venues as there used to be. It's got to be a really important show for those local guys.
Look, the festival is an important time of the year for a lot of those guys. Sydney's live scene is not bad. It's far healthier than people think. To be very honest, there's a number of paid gigs that people play in, but you know, acts like the big acts like Dave Hughes and now Nazim Hussain and Matty O'Kine, Joel Creasy, Jim Owen, you know, Tommy Gleason, they're all big, big acts that'll command big, big houses. But there's things like Auntie Donna and Nick Cody, who we're pretty excited about, and Reese Nicholson, who's coming back here, and a couple of blasts from the past. Rove McManus is back on. So he's coming back to do some stand-up. And then other young guys like Steen Raskopoulos and Susie Youssef, who are an amazing... improvisers, but who put on great shows. So it's really a big, big mix of comedy, all curated by us. So it's you know, we've selected what goes in there, and we're pretty excited about what we're going to offer you next year.
Yeah, absolutely, should be. And Nick Cody, great example of a local guy who's made a bit of a splash overseas.
Codes is amazing. Like, I don't know that people, you know, but people don't realize how massive he's become in Edinburgh, in the Edinburgh Fringe, and he's in Europe at the moment. He's really starting to do really good things. I mean, there was a few of those guys, Nick Cody. I mean, Ronnie Chen's another one who's now doing the Daily Show out of New York. Was another local comic who's done well. But Codes and Reese Nicholson and are really, Joel Creasy, of course, they're all acts that are getting international attention and sometimes fly under the radar back home in Australia.
All too often that happens, I think, sadly. Well, the 13th annual Sydney Comedy Festival kicks off, I think, 24th of April, is it?
Yeah, we've got, on top of all of these, all the shows that I've mentioned, we've got the galas, our opera house gala and cracker nights at the Enmore and Concourse and all around Sydney. So, yeah, all the big specials will kick off on the 24th that week, and then we run through till the 17th of May.
Wow. And, yeah, when tickets going on sale today?
At 9 o'clock.
Mate.
So at 9 o'clock, I think pretty much all the tickets, there may be a couple of shows that will be slightly later today, but they'll all be on sale today and you'll be able to get them. I mean, the easiest thing is just to go to sydneycomedyfest.com.au and the various links will take you to where you need to go to buy tickets.
Fantastic. Grab your credit card and prepare to burn through it. George, thank you very much. It's going to be an incredible lineup, and I'm sure we'll talk a lot more in the lead up to the 13th annual festival.
Sure we will, and thank you very, very much for your interest.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks, mate. That's an incredible lineup. I'm not kidding. Do grab your credit card. Don't spare the horses. It's going to be amazing. SydneyComedyFest.com.au. I believe the box office number is 902-0696.